All right, so the real Mount Rushmore, you ready?
Yeah.
Astro Boy.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Gundam.
Sure.
Evangelion.
Okay.
Monica, yeah. Magica.
Piss. I gotta piss. I gotta piss. You think that, like, we should do like the Wiggles, but for like dementia patients? You know,
no.
like in like a nursing home, like, because, like, you know, instead of being for like little kids, it's for people whose like minds have deteriorated to the point that they're functionally just children again. Pissing and shitting themselves all the time, you know? They get irrationally angry or start crying at seemingly nothing.
I'm not in favor of this at all.
You're not in favor of this? Why? Do you not want to go around to, like, nursing homes dressed as the Wiggles and, like talk to the... Like, what's that Whitest Kids You Know bit where it's just like, oh, yeah, we just go there and we just take all their drugs? Then we learn to enjoy spending time with our elders. Turns out being locked in a nursing home by your family against your will is a rather traumatic and kind of depressing experience.
I can imagine, yeah.
Yeah. I've heard, like, horror stories from, like, people that, like, worked at, like nursing homes and stuff, of people, like, catching sepsis because they're just, like, lying in shit in their bed for, like, days on end because no one came to change them. Or, like, one was, like, a guy who was on oxygen was for some reason allowed to leave the building so he could smoke a cigarette. Do you want to know how that story ends, Mumi?
No.
It ends with him bursting into flames. Because that's what happens when you let someone on oxygen smoke a cigarette.
Can you go back and talk about pilots? Did you know that the Powerpuff Girls were originally the Whoop-Ass Girls?
The Whoop-Ass? What was this going to air on? Like MTV or something?
I don't know. A lot of these are just like pilots and they just kind of like pass around and they're just like, oh, look, there's a concept.
It's a proof of concept. Yeah.
Yeah. Which it suddenly made a whole lot more sense. Like the whole premise.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like the whole Chemical X thing is just kind of like, okay. Suddenly when it's like, oh, he accidentally added a can of whoop ass. You're like, oh shit. That actually makes sense.
That makes way more sense now.
It's all coming together.
Have you seen what Genndy Tartakovsky's like next movie is gonna be?
It's
a 2D animated movie about a dog. Okay, he's a dog and he's getting his balls locked off. What's it called? Genndy Tartakovsky
Fixed.
Yes, which I'm just like, dude, hell yes. Hell yes. He is allowed to do whatever the fuck he wants now. It does not matter. He can do like something like Primal where it's like, you know, very like artsy and interesting. He can also just do schlock and it's, you know, yeah, absolutely. 100%. It's all cool no matter what.
He's having fun.
I'm here for it. I guess it's kind of good. I guess it's been like it's been done for the longest time. They just have had trouble. I'm guessing it was probably meant to go up on like HBO Max, but then like, yeah, they were like, we actually hate animation now. So
what?
Like they had to like shop it around. I think Netflix is now going to be releasing it. So that's going to be a fun movie to check out.
I probably won't watch it because
no,
you know, I don't watch movies.
We need to watch the Rosa Versailles movie came out the other day.
Yeah, we need to schedule a group watch for that.
Schedule a group watch for that. I mean, I keep had like we've supposed to like watch. What are the two things I already have scheduled for our group watch? It was Dog Soldier and Space Transformers, and I have to keep pushing it back for like 3-4 weeks now because I've been busy every Saturday, and it's just like, well, if I'm not going to stream it, who the fuck is? Do you want to watch Dog Soldier movie?
What is that? Is that anime?
Yeah, it's like I guess it's supposed to be a really, because like I was like, all right, like well, let's just watch something that's like kind of like bad and silly. So I was like going through like what are like the lowest rated shows on Annie List, and I was like, we haven't seen Dog Soldier yet, And there are plenty of Korean knockoff movies to choose from. So let's go with Space Transformers.
The Dog Soldier looks like it's a good length. It's like 44 minutes.
Yeah.
That's if you were going to watch something that's bad, that's about the golden time zone.
Yeah. That's
like any longer than that, it starts dragging and you're like, ugh.
Okay. I try to look for stuff between that 40 minutes to like an hour kind of mark. Once you start going over an hour, like 80 minutes, 90 minutes, that kind of stuff. It's like, if this better be good, because if not, it either better be good or be like Captain of Cosmos, where I am mesmerized by it throughout because I'm just like, what the fuck am I watching right now?
The main character is Kenshiro Kinnikuman.
What's the fucking voice actor's name? Fuck.
Akira Kamiya?
Yeah. He's good. Yeah. It's funny because I'm also watching Detective Conan right now, and he voices
Detective Moore.
Yeah.
For you Case Closed fans.
And it's funny because I'm just like, that's just, I just hear Kinnikuman. He's just just the fucking angry kind of like angry idiot sound is really funny.
He does play a good detective. That is a good detective voice.
Yeah, well, I mean, because like in like, it's, how much of Detective Conan have you seen? You've seen like the first 50
episodes.
Like, yeah, so you know he's basically like, he ends up taking credit for all the stuff that Conan ends up doing. So he's like this world famous detective, which is very funny to think about, that like people will know he's like in the vicinity, like he's on the same train as them or whatever, and be like, got a world famous detective here, time to commit a murder. What could possibly go wrong?
No one will ever suspect that I was murdering somebody right under his nose, but he's right there.
I can't remember. Does Mori just like, is he aware that he's being like knocked out like every episode, no, basically?
He's just like, he's aware that he's aware that he has missing time, because like they keep being like, oh,
yeah,
you solved the mystery. And he's like, I did.
Like, of course I did. Basically, this is my Akira Kamiya, like, Mori impression.
He basically just gets gaslit.
Yeah, he's really fucking funny. And then there are literally episodes I've seen where Conan doesn't even need to knock him out. Like, there's some other character who, like, knows his identity that, like, can just explain the case for him. They just knock him out anyway, and it's like, why? Why are you doing this to this poor man?
Part of the bit.
Oh yeah, it's funny too, because I think when you watch Conan, I mean, I forgot I was in another Discord call. I heard someone leave, so I was like, "What the hell?"
You're in another Discord call?
Yeah, I was in another Discord call. But I was thinking about it, and I was wondering who says more in a given episode, Conan's voice actor or Mori's voice actor. Because Mori, like, it's technically Conan, but it's in Akira Kamiya's voice, and that's like a long part of the episode where he's just explaining like the solution to the mystery, and then he has like regular lines throughout the episode. So it's like, it's very possible like technically Mori is saying more stuff than Conan in any given episode of Conan.
Oh yeah, it's probably 50. I mean, there's probably a different. There's episodes that he probably definitely says more, and there's probably episodes where he says less.
Yeah, like, well, there's episodes like that. He doesn't even, like, sometimes, here. Like, yeah, he doesn't even, like, solve the case. It's like some other thing is happening, like the kids or whatever.
But I would probably guess it's pretty close to 50-50. Like, there's probably
next episode, I'll watch. You could probably do like a decent just like quantitative analysis, just in terms of like how much time are they spending is each character speaking. I'm honestly
very confused.
I'm honestly surprised they made it as far, because like it's like a group watch in our Discord server. And I'm honestly surprised that we've made it, like, how many episodes in are we now? Like 200 some. And I'm like, I did not think we'd get this far watching like three episodes a week. 241 episodes. And it's like,
how many weeks is that?
After a certain point, years. Too. After a certain point, the episodes just kind of start blending together because, like, there's only so many like setting. It's like, okay, it's a mansion out in the woods. It's somewhere out in the woods, or it's on a train, or it's on a boat, it's on a hotel. And, like, they just kind of start blending together after a certain point, and it's like, I don't know. I forget an episode as soon as I'm done watching it because it's just like it doesn't matter.
What even is the Conan experience anymore? Like, do people just actually watch all of Conan?
Oh, I'd be surprised. I mean,
is there some kind of like a bridge version people go by where it's like, these are the canon episodes, these are some cool episodes?
Yeah, probably that. Or even like, because they explain everything to, like I imagine, like, if someone in Japan is getting into Conan nowadays, they're literally just like, oh, it's Sunday, time to watch Detective Conan. I think it airs on Sunday evenings. Yeah. And it's like, because, like, if there is a canon episode coming up, they will, at least so far, they very often just explain the entire plot to you so far, like all the key things that you need to know, so that way you can watch this canon episode, which will have something to do with the Black. I'm assuming that after 1,000 episodes, we still know next to nothing about the Black Company. I could be wrong. We're like 200 episodes in. We still know nothing about the Black Company. So, oh, no, we know a little bit more since I was introduced, but very, very little still, which is very funny.
Well, who's like this, that pure Black character?
The pure what?
Yeah, oh, like the shadow guy.
Oh, that's the murderer.
Like, he changes in any given episode, or is he like...
Yes. So whenever they are trying to conceal the murderer's identity, they will just have like this Black figure in their place instead.
Oh, I feel like that I didn't see a lot of that early on.
No, it's like, yeah, I'm trying to like remember now early episodes. I don't know if they do it maybe like at the start. They don't even necessarily do it a ton. It's really only when it's like absolutely necessary, like we need to have the killer on camera and like full body and stuff. And like, did we, you know, because like character design and stuff would also be giveaway, so we need to like conceal their identity and stuff. Then it also just kind of becomes like a meme after a certain point. Like, you could also just tell yourself, like, oh no. There's only one murderer in Conan. They just keep getting away with it, and it's just the shadow person. They just actually look like that.
Yeah, I know that's like a meme, or
yeah.
I mean, they have like figures of that character, like just the silhouette character, or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I never thought that there was a more evil person until I saw this man, and it's just the shadow figure.
It's crazy too, because I mean, it's kind of like the thing with like detective story, murder mystery stories in general, is you really do have to like suspend your disbelief, because I'm gonna be honest, if I was, not to say I would ever murder someone, but if I was in that situation and like this like, you know, detective is like, here's how you did it, and like all these like precise like detail and stuff, I'd be like, that's an interesting theory, I'm gonna talk to my lawyer and just leave.
Lawyer up? What the fuck?
Yeah no you can't lawyer up. As soon as they get the mystery, you know, as soon as they guess the mystery correctly, you must confess on the spot and then give, like, you usually get like a tragic kind of reason for why they committed the murder or something like that. Not always, but a lot of the time you get like the tragic murderer backstory. It's like, I didn't want to do it, but I had no choice.
He stole my lunch money, and I needed to buy my grandma orphan puppy's food.
Her earrings were so pretty, and I just wanted them, so I had to stab her in the face 49 times while high on methamphetamine. It's like, and then at the end of the episode, everyone's like, "Damn." Anyway, let's move on. And also, it's like really funny because like.
Well, kids. That just happened.
It's really funny how many times like the kids in the show have just been exposed to dead bodies, and they're just progressively becoming desensitized. Ayumi, like the little girl, is just like constantly like for a while there was just like a string of episodes where it felt like every episode she was being like chased around by the murderer. It was really funny because it's just like, why are we torturing Ayumi so much? Can we like,
she's a little girl. She's the one that you have to have in danger and peril for there to be stakes.
Yeah. I mean, because like, I mean, realistically, if it was like, oh no, Genta's life is in danger, it's like, well, fuck him. Honestly, he can die.
Fuck that kid.
He keeps talking about food and stuff. He's fucking annoying. Ayumi's cute, and then Mitsuhiko is just he's like the normal one of the three. He's kind of like the semi-competent like detective character. So like whenever like Conan or Ai isn't around, like he's like more the one who takes the initiative.
Who would win?
What?
Who would win?
Who?
Detective Conan or Conan the Barbarian?
Oh, that's a good question, because like at first blush you would be like, oh, it would be a Conan the Barbarian. He would just fucking murder the child, but Conan always takes down like he just takes down adults on the regular. Like, I guess it's a question of how much prep time does Conan have, Detective Conan? Because if he has like a soccer ball or like his skateboard or some other gadget, he could probably beat Conan the Barbarian. Or like at the very least, if he's capable of running away, he could devise a scheme to. Does Conan the Barbarian ever lose?
I don't know. I don't know anything about Conan the Barbarian.
Neither do I, which is why I'm asking, because it's almost like a metatextual rule in Conan where it's like, he can never lose. He can never be wrong. I was thinking to myself, it'd be interesting if it's like, oh, it's like a murder case that, like, you know, Shinichi, Conan's like actual identity, because like Shinichi is like, Conan was actually like a detective before he got shrunk down into being a child. It's like, right. Oh, it's a case that Shinichi was just never able to solve, or it's a case that Shinichi got wrong initially and put the wrong person in prison, but now like there's like exonerating evidence because we could tell the murderer is still out there based on this murder, yada 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 yada. But that would require him to fail or be wrong at any point.
Actually, and I don't think described sounds like a Robot Chicken sketch.
Not really, no, because that's like basically like just episodes of like Law and Order, essentially. Like,
yeah, but I imagine like a Robot Chicken sketch where they just like release a bunch of people, like, yeah, it turns out listening to some kid on a train was not the greatest way to get a conviction.
Yeah, it's just like, oh god, I've thought about, because like Japan still has a death penalty, so it's like, when you think about it, Conan's the real villain. He just keeps sending people to be executed. So much blood is on his hands. Or maybe, yeah, at trial they all get exonerated because the evidence, a lot of the time the evidence that Conan points out is like, would not fly in court or would just be dismantled by a defense lawyer. Also, they always confess before they're under oath, like before they've been read their Miranda rights. So that confession is out the window. At least I guess I am projecting my knowledge of the American legal system onto Japan. And Japan is funny stuff where it's just like, oh, we're just going to lock you up, not even really charge you, but you're going to be in prison for like a year before we can actually, before we charge you. But if you want to confess,
we'll find
now,
the charge.
Yeah. It's Japan is a very fucked up legal system too, just in different ways than the US.
Japan doesn't care about any people.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, because everyone's like, oh, the Japanese criminal justice system has a 99% conviction rate. It's like, yeah, because they only really ever like bring people to trial if they have a 99% chance at winning and, you know, getting that conviction. So like conviction rates are high, but prosecution rates, on the other hand, at least for
the
crimes that are
statistic,
like, yeah,
is that it's a super safe country with very low murders. And a lot of that is accomplished by just what? Shot himself in the back of the head.
Wow. That's crazy.
What a weird suicide. Well, that's not a violent crime. Don't have to go on.
when you look at their computer, which is still left on, but is that a clearly undoctored photo of Bill Clinton fucking a child? This must have just drove him to killing himself, seeing this. Wow. Let's just delete this photo real quick.
Crazy. He was so hellbent on killing himself. He took a double barrel shotgun to the back of the head.
Man, and to think that he had like information that like on like all sorts of like fraud Boeing was like committing at the time. What a wild suicide.
Oh well. Ready for some bowling?
Wait, what? Yeah, that's all right. And that's all in a day's work, guys. That's another cleared case if I've ever heard one.
Case closed.
That's why Lycra's Recoil is like so funny to me, because it's like Japan is a super like safe country. It projects this image of safety and security to the rest of the world. How does it accomplish that? High school girls just fucking murder anyone before they commit any crime.
I prefer,
Shinzo Abe got fucking assassinated like a week after the first episode aired, and I'm like, that's fucking crazy.
That is fucking wild. I do prefer the Land of Smiles approach. Is that what it is?
Is that like a Kino episode?
Yeah, I think it's the Land of Smiles. The one where it's like everybody, like, it's like nobody's, nothing happens, and it's like everyone's like safe and all this, and then you can have a gun, and this guy just comes and is like, you can kill people.
What?
Yeah, you can kill whoever. There's no law against murdering people. So some guy just like comes brandishing a gun and is like, I'm gonna kill someone and get what I want. And everyone's just kind of kowtowing to him for a while. And then he kills somebody. They're like, oh, you fucked up. They all pull out guns. like the grandmas, the small children, just everybody. And he's like, what? She's like, this is why murder is legal, bitch. And they all just like fucking RoboCop him in the middle of the fucking street.
Was that the new Kino?
No, that's the old Kino. I think it is in the new Kino too. I think that is one of the episodes they adapted.
Okay.
That is like, I think that's one of the fan favorites too. So
I'm trying to think. I don't think I remember that one. That's
the safe country approach I like, is everyone's just armed and will fucking murder you.
I like the one where it's like, oh, this is a perfect utopia that we live in. And how, you know, and there's no war or anything like that. And how do we achieve that? We murder natives for sport. is it like the first or second episode that ends with like Kino's like leaving the town or whatever, and they just see like an army marching towards the town, and you're like, where are you going? And the soldier's like, oh, we're going to go destroy this town because this prophecy told us to. We're going to kill everyone there. And Kino's like, well, have fun. And just leaves.
Time to go.
Kino no Tabi may have like one of the most unique and strangest tones to it of like any anime I've ever seen. it's so dark and like sardonic, but also hilarious at the same time.
And like, I love that she's just like, well, who am I to judge?
Yeah, it's like cultural relativism taken to a comical degree.
Like, don't you have an opinion on this at all?
Like, no,
I try not to.
I did see my parents murder a guy in front of me. Because they were trying to kill me. Oh, well, you know, you live and let live. Oh, that town just got fucking destroyed.
Oh, shit.
I feel a little sad now. Oh, these people were, like, eating other humans. That's crazy. It's like, what? What a wonderful show. Go watch Kino no Tabi if you haven't. It's such a fun experience that is also kind of fucked up and depressing.
Wow, that sounds like the Weeb Crew podcast.
Oh, we're doing it's been like 20 minutes. We're doing an intro now?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a fun experience. It's also depressing.
Yeah, you know. Fucked up. Here we talk about anime, like Detective Conan, Detective Kino. All right, what if we did a Kino Detective Conan crossover?
A power scaling death battle between Kino from Kino's Journey and Detective Conan?
Yeah, I don't. I don't know who would win. Because Kino does like win that tournament and is like, wow, what's they basically destroy that civilization, but it's also like a horribly fucked up one. What the fuck do they do? Because like the idea is like anyone who wins the tournament can create a new rule. What's the new rule she makes? We won't spoil it. It's really funny though.
Great show.
Go watch it. It's directed by Ryu Takahata.
That guy.
Need to watch what else is he? I've seen most of what he... there was that movie that came out recently, quote unquote came out recently, it was like found recently, and like they were able to like screen it in the theater in Dallas, motherfucker, and you didn't go see it, fucked up.
Well, no one told me.
Yeah, I saw like literally everyone the next day like on Twitter was being like, this is one of the most wonderful movies I've ever seen. I'm like, God damn it, Mumi. God damn
it. Why didn't fucking people talk about that like that much before it aired?
Nah, listen, all right, you gotta be.
I can't wait to go watch this movie. Hey, y'all gonna watch this movie that's airing? That's crazy.
Are you telling me you don't get like pop-up ads on your computer that's like hot single anime in your area?
No.
Damn.
Nobody wants me.
Oh.
No one advertises to me. No, all the hot singles in my area have left.
That's a good like Black Mirror concept like for an episode where it's just like everyone hates you, so you don't get any advertisements actually. It's like damn, this is actually turns out being an unlikable prick is actually fucking wonderful because now I don't have to deal with any intrusive ads.
The woke is after my livelihood. They've canceled me. I now no longer get ads.
Yeah, being canceled just means you're no longer advertised too. And that's it. Not that like, you know, you stop making money or anything like that. It's other people stop making money off of you.
Oh, that would be a Black Mirror episode.
No, that's so
where
it's dumb.
Like, They have just gotten so used to the algorithm telling them whatever they want that they just don't know what they want anymore.
Oh god, it just ends with their suicide because they have like, if it, you know what, that is, we are basically just kind of describing psychopaths where it's like, oh, but you know, now they become so accustomed to not thinking for themselves that when presented with the option or like when they have to do it, then they just kill themselves, I guess. Guys, they're so edgy. This is like deep societal critique on Black Mirror.
You wouldn't last 5 seconds of my deep and twisted mind
on this episode of Black Mirror that you yourself literally you are only watching this because it was on the front page of Netflix. You did not search for this, by the way.
A lot of people liked Black Mirror.
People liked it originally. People kind of hate it now.
Oh, not then got woke.
No, it's just it got really, really dumb. Like there was like already kind of dumb. I think I've only seen the first episode. I think where it's like, the prime minister has to fuck a pig or whatever. And it's like that's a fun, silly concept. But I think from what I've been told, when it moved over to Netflix, it just got so buried up its own ass that it's like, what are we doing? Now we're just like being like, all right, guys, new Black Mirror episode concept. What if your phone was evil? And like everyone in the writers, there's like 30 people in the writers room, all like a big massive table. And I'm like, uh-huh. Uh-huh. And like when you look at your phone, okay, it doesn't turn on, just shows like a reflection of yourself. And it's like, mm-hmm. 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 And the name of this episode is going to be, it's like a mirror, but it's kind of dark. So you can't really see it. It's what we call this episode, Dark Mirror. And like that's fucking genius right there. All right, there we go. That's peak television writing.
Should be an anime.
We already have that. We already have that anime. It's called Kino no Tabi, and it's wonderful.
Oh,
yeah.
Because
like, what's the critique of like Kino? It's like, oh, this is just a shower thoughts anime. That's kind of what Black Mirror is, but Black Mirror is really dumb.
Dumb shower thoughts.
Yeah, Kino. Dumb shower thoughts from like a boomer who is constantly telling kids like, oh, you guys can't trust what you see online, but then they're just scrolling through Facebook and watching AI cat videos of them working at McDonald's or whatever.
Did you see what they found in the mines?
And it's like, Grandpa, oh man, really? Because I've do your parents ever send you shit? My dad will send me shit like that, and I'm just like, AI is gonna fucking poison ever. No one's gonna escape. It's gonna. Old people don't know how to handle this. Young people don't know how to handle this. We're all fucked. Everything.
They
is
never
fucked.
Send me AI stuff. Actually,
they don't.
No, I mean they'll send me like conspiracy theory shit.
Yeah, my dad will send me like AI health misinformation where he's like, "You need to stop eating raw honey and instead squirt citric acid from oranges into your eyes in order to cure cancer." And it's like, why are you? Dude, come on, please. Think a little bit. Jesus Christ.
They never send me any of that, thankfully. Like, nothing like crazy. Like,
it's just the economy is going to crash tomorrow. And it's like, is Jim Cramer saying that? All right. You know, we're going to see record highs tomorrow. I did see something where it's like Jim Cramer says there will not be a recession. It's like, oh, we're so fucked now. It's literally never been more over than now. Fuck.
I thought we were an anime podcast. Why are we talking about fucking Jim Cramer?
I feel like we've talked about Jim Cramer before on here. We've talked about finance stuff a little. You guys, by the way, guys, definitely, absolutely, take financial advice from a goddamn anime.
No.
Don't say, no, I can't say because I think that will make us legally culpable. Do not do that.
Do not.
We are not financial experts. I don't understand what there's things like called forwards or something, or wait, no, what's the opposite of
shorting and
short and you long and you're up and you're down, you're left and you're right.
So what are we talking about today?
I don't know. We don't really have one.
Of anime, the worst of anime.
I don't know.
The Mount Rushmore of anime?
Oh, sure. I mean, that's like a thing that was like trending on Twitter like a couple weeks ago. And it's really funny to see.
We're only like 2 weeks behind.
It's literally just like, oh, these are the four anime I like the most. And it's like, really, dog? Really? It's like, okay, the four most important anime of all time are Naruto,
Bleach, One Piece, and Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball. It's like, oh, what the... That's it? I mean, if you, from maybe like a very American perspective, I wouldn't even say that, but then it's just like, these are just like these are just the four shows you like, because these are the only four anime you've seen. You don't even see the original Dragon Ball. You only put Z on there.
Fuck the big three, it's just Big Z.
It's just Dragon Ball Z. I mean, Dragon Ball, I feel like Dragon Ball should be on there. Maybe One Piece. It's really like hard to narrow it down to four because it's like, okay.
Are you talking about anime or what? Like,
yeah,
I feel like the problem with the Mount Rushmore of anything.
Yeah.
Is the criteria is just fucked.
I don't
in general.
Yeah.
Cuz like what is the Mount Rushmore of like what is Mount Rushmore? Not like the actual monument. It is the four presidents that have done the most for the Union and like manifest destiny, right?
Right.
So then how do you do that for anime?
Okay, what are the most American okay, so it would just be those four then, yeah.
That would be the most American, but like they're not necessarily the biggest throughout the world. They could be some of the biggest, but like they're not necessarily like the most like influential as far as like spreading anime across the world or whatever. You'd say
probably not Bleach, maybe, but it's like okay, Dragon Ball, probably Saint Seiya on there, One Piece, because yeah, it's like it's also hard to tell just because like I'm not super familiar with like what's like really popular outside the U.S. I know stuff like Heidi of the Alps. Heidi of the Alps just plays on European television to this day for some reason. And like, I've talked to so many people and they're like, yeah, I just watched it as a kid and I didn't even fucking know it was anime. I thought it was just another goddamn cartoon, honestly. But then does that count as spreading anime if like kids are watching them but not even really thinking like, oh, this is anime? Like, does Pokemon Go on there?
I don't know. I mean, this criteria is just like weird. Like, it's,
yeah,
I don't know how you apply it. So I feel like you just have to like have different versions of a Mount Rushmore. Like the Mount Rushmore, like the four most important anime.
We should do like fractals where it's like, here's the Mount Rushmore of anime Mount Rushmores. It's like, we just get sort of layering them.
Here's my 3x3 of people's anime 3x3.
I mean, that's the thing. It's like, unless you set like kind of like clear, like objectively quantifiable criteria, whenever you're doing this, it is just like, these are my favorite anime or whatever. It's like, it's not like, and anything beyond that is just like, I don't know what we're doing. And because it's like, either we focus on like broad cultural impact or like industry relevance, things like that, or it's just like, these are the things I like the most. And it's like, the idea of being like, this is one of my favorite anime, but it is one of the best. It's like, I don't, what does that mean? What? How are you evaluating this? Like,
all right. So the real Mount Rushmore, you ready?
Yeah.
Astro Boy.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Gundam.
Sure.
Evangelion.
Okay. Yeah.
Monica Magica. You will notice that they release every 16 years.
Oh, okay. So wait, hold on. It's been almost 16 years since Monica.
2027.
2027. All right.
Yeah, that's what I'm expecting the next banger to come out. All right.
All right.
If 2027 comes and goes, and there's not an anime on the level of like a Gundam, Eva, or Monica,
we should just start like an apocalyptic death cult based on this theory, because it's like, all right.
The end of the world. So that whole Pope lineage, like apocalypse, like fucking prediction thing. Supposedly the world is supposed to end in 2027.
Okay, so you're saying that this anime will then also mark the end times?
Yes.
Do you think it's going to be?
It all comes together.
It all comes tumbling down. No, 2027. That's just when the new Monica movie's finally going to come out.
Oh no.
Is it out yet? I feel like I keep asking that and I don't know.
No.
It's not even in Japan. I thought Kai saw it.
No.
He didn't? Okay. I guess. No. I don't know.
He's not in Japan anymore. He was in
Oh
America.
Yeah, no, he's not. Yeah, I forgot about that.
That's a funny Mount Rushmore.
I'll
keep that in my back pocket.
Okay.
Those are probably the biggest anime of like trend wise or whatever.
Sure, yeah.
As far as like trying to form a legitimate Mount Rushmore, I'll say Astro Boy.
Mm-hmm.
That's George Washington.
That's literally, yeah. Well, would that be George Washington? Would that be Thomas Jefferson? Let's be real, okay?
Because
George Washington was the first president, but didn't Jefferson draft the Constitution? Sorry, I failed American history if I'm getting this wrong.
It could be both, because it is like the first TV anime.
Yeah.
Unless you want to go with like the first anime film.
No, I don't know, because I don't even know if I'd really call that anime. Like, I feel like anime does like that's like the thing where it's like, well, not all Japanese animation is anime.
So I would say, I think you basically just start at Astro Boy.
Sure. Yeah.
I think that's your number one.
Yeah.
Number two, I'm going to say Battleship Yamato.
Okay. That defend that one.
Well, that's like one of the most influential works in Japan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like as far as anime goes,
which we have not seen.
It also was. I have not seen the original. I've seen 2099.
Oh yeah, you see. We need to watch the original, so that way we can then watch the Hideaki Anno movie that I guess is coming out.
I've been meaning to watch the original for fucking ever. Like, it's storyboarded really well from what I've seen.
It's too core. Like, why have we put it off?
It's just because I put it off because I've just already seen the remake.
So you just know what's going to happen.
Yeah. The longer I put it off, the more likely I am to like forget and then be able to enjoy kind of not remembering what's happening. Just go back to the beginning.
You're going
to
be sitting there in the nursing home, like sitting in your own shit because no one's come to change you and help, and you're smoking a cigarette while on oxygen.
Why do we keep coming back to the nursing home?
watching the watching Star Blazers. It's
That's the other thing. It's because it is Star Blazers, so it's like a big property as far as like bringing it. It wasn't like the biggest, right?
No, but it was not still like, not like Robotech, but it was still pretty big,
right?
Yeah,
but it was bigger. I want to say it was bigger than Macross in Europe. Because, like, Europe is really big on Matsumoto stuff.
That tracks.
So it's kind of like the balance of its influence in Japan on the medium itself. Because, like, it'd be either that or Gundam for me, right? Right.
Well, yeah, Gundam would be, like, the obvious one.
But I feel like Yamano, if you're going with, like, the spread, like, the Manifest Destiny aspect, I feel like you go with Yamano because Yamano leads to Gundam. While also having a larger reach and kind of like starting the tendrils out or whatever.
What after that then?
That I don't know.
Could be Dragon Ball. Could be maybe Akira to an extent.
Like, I feel like I want to like balance how like the its influence and importance to the medium itself, like within the medium. So I feel like Dragon Ball, it's like important as like a cultural thing,
sure,
but the anime itself was not.
I've never seen it's like everyone talks about the manga being influential, but in terms of like the anime specifically, I don't know what impact it had on like how anime was made in terms of like production. We could talk about how like it revolutionized the manga game all day, but I mean, we're not making the goddamn manga Mount Rushmore. This is the anime Mount Rushmore, okay?
Yeah. That's kind of like, why I also, because like it is big as far as like spreading anime worldwide. So that's why I'm like kind of, it's hard because it's like okay, it wasn't like a huge anime property as far as like in the industry aspect,
at least as far as I know. We could be wrong here. It's just something that not like a lot of people have talked about, nor is it really something I have like I personally have like researched much. If someone listening to this and just pulling their hair out because of how wrong we are, please correct us.
Hey, go ahead
honestly. But then in terms of like Akira was like big with the industry, but then also It is an important work internationally, but it was not necessarily like Bing Bang Boom gangbusters necessarily.
If you're going movies, do you go with like a Ghibli movie? Like a Spirited Away for winning a fucking award?
But again, it's like, well, what did Spirited Away give to the industry? We could say if we wanted to talk about like industry practices and then also international appeal, Heidi definitely deserves at least a mention, just because like the layout process on Heidi does basically set up the like general process for like what Miyazaki and Takahata would end up doing at Ghibli. And then also it is just very popular internationally, especially in like Europe and like, you know, Middle East, you know, basically everywhere that's not the United States for some reason. But then at the same time, it's like, is that an anime thing? Or is it, because like, again, a lot of people I talk to are like, I didn't even know it was anime growing up. So it's like, yeah,
I do. I am tempted to say Ava.
Yeah.
I mean, Ava is very influential as far as like merch, character good stuff goes.
Right.
It did kind of revitalize. I guess you could say Ava's like the Abraham Lincoln of anime. It preserved the industry.
Yeah, and it's obviously very influential internationally.
It's not the biggest internationally, but it is relatively. It's not like it. You would kind of have to just kind of give it the valor of the Toonami push,
right?
Or the adults, whatever the fuck, Tommy adults, whatever, like that whole Ghost of Shell standalone complex, Trigun, Bebop, all that shit. You basically just kind of have to lump that all in together as far as Ava coming to the West.
Mm-hmm. But it's also like, is it particularly formative for how people like think about and talk about anime outside of Japan is the question.
Outside Japan, probably not. Yes and no.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like its impact on the industry obviously then dictates a lot of what discussion is going. Cause like Ava is sort of the pivotal work as far as what we kind of see now was being like self-referential, kind of layered with like all these kind of references and stuff like that. Like that was,
mm-hmm.
It wasn't the first to do it, but it was like the first to kind of do it on the scale it was.
And get that kind of reception.
Yeah. And then of course that then gives you shit like Bebop, shit like Utena, yeah, stuff like that. Escaflowne or whatever.
You could also like in something like Sailor Moon also like falls into a similar, has like a similar kind of issue to something like Dragon Ball, where it's like, you know, yeah, it's a, you know, very important internationally. But, you know, even though, you know, we have like, you know, Junichi Sato and then later on Ikuhara, they're important. It's important in that regard. But beyond like that sort of like provenance of like, oh, these are, you know, important names. Like, what is it like doing in that regard? I guess it is like fairly like, you know, it has kind of ended up dictating what more or less the entire magical girl genre has been since, with some exceptions, but by and large, you know,
that influence is kind of minimal.
It wasn't the first to do it, but it's
contained to the genre.
Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
You aren't seeing like the bleeding effect of like an Ava, where it's like that kind of storytelling kind of cropping up in a magical girl show or a space mecha western thing or whatever the fuck, right?
Yeah. Gosh, I don't know. Yeah, I feel like I would really need to like just kind of like comb through, because like otherwise I feel like I'm just like, oh, well, that one's be an obvious like potential candidate, but I'm just like not thinking of it at the moment.
If I go based on vibes right now,
mm-hmm. Come on, do it straight from the hip. Let's go.
Astro Boy, Yamato, Ava, Haruhi?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Haruhi is a good one to include. Like, and then it's just like, okay, well, now we need something just between, you know, in the, like what, like 30 years between Yamato and Haruhi. So, but I feel like that's like, that covers a fair amount of bases, I'd say. People right now are like crucifying us, who's like, you got Haruhi on there instead of like Attack on Titan or One Piece.
I mean, if I were going like character good merch wise, you would just basically be the same, except replace Yamato with Gundam.
Yeah, yeah. I guess, yeah, in terms of character good and stuff, then what would, because that's like a relatively salient metric for gauging something's popularity. So, I mean, Evangelion then would also, it would be like Astro Boy, Gundam, Evangelion, Haruhi.
Yeah, that's basically what I was saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There you have it, like, folks. There's your definitive. There's no room for debate. Anime Mount Rushmore.
I'm going. I feel like trying to do the Manifest Destiny route, I feel like you kind of,
it's,
I feel better about doing that and then swapping Gundam with Yamato.
Yeah. Well, it's
because as big as Gundam is, I feel like a lot of it was inspired, like every lot of the late 70s stuff was kind of brought about and inspired by Yamato.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if you don't like, have what, that
74?
Yamato 76.
76. Okay. And it's also like, I don't know. I feel like that's like, it's more interesting to answer it, to answer that kind of question. I'm like, what is it? You know, top four anime or whatever the hell. And it's not necessarily be like, oh, these are just the four anime I like the most. And it's like, you're really trying to look at it in terms of like, okay, like there's a prompt, or is it like there's some very specific criteria that needs to be met, and that's how you're evaluating it? Because that's like, I mean, you need to like set some sort of like clear criteria to answer that question, you know, in some objective fashion. Because without that, then if it's just like, these are the best anime, it's like, well, it's your favorite anime, and it's like, that's like a different question from these are the most influential anime, or these are the most important anime, you know, setting more specific parameters than that, of course.
You know, honestly,
Yeah.
fuck, what is that? What is the station stop? I should know. I should really just know the name since I worked on a fucking video talking about this. The station where they have all the, it was like the birthplace of anime, and they have all the statues of like the anime characters. But really, that's just like Joe, Galaxy Express, Lom. I can't remember all of them.
All right, let's see. What are some other like submissions? So Astro Boy, Mazinger, Dragon Ball, Sailor Moon. That's
Mazinger is
more
big.
accurate. Oh, of course. Azumanga Daioh Keion, Lucky Star, Nichijou.
Nichijou kind of feels out of place. I love Nichijou, but it does feel out of place.
Astro Boy. Is that supposed to be Dragon Ball? Here, take a look at this one real quick and tell me, is that supposed to be Dragon Ball in the middle? Because that looks nothing like Dragon. Like, that looks nothing like Goku.
You got something like a Mount Rushmore picture?
This one, I mean, it's clearly AI
Oh, it's
generated.
AI.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And it's like, I don't know who's that supposed to. You should AI generate the thumbnail, by the way, with these specific anime, just to see what happens.
I don't
That's
even know
just
what
the
the fuck
characters
this
from
is.
Lupin.
It's Astro Boy, Usagi from Sailor Moon.
Yeah. Where are the other two? I
I
think
have
that's.
no
Is that
idea.
supposed to be Goku?
I have no idea.
I have no idea. Hold on. Maybe I should like click on the tweet and see like, okay, hold on. What's the answer? Oh, there are no replies, and there's one like, never mind. Okay, that's racism. Okay, that's just more racism. Okay, here we go. That's just Nanako. That's racism. Someone just put Ash on here, so it's Goku. So you got a Dragon Ball, One Piece, Dragon Ball again, and then I don't what? Why did they
Yeah, I
put
don't know, like,
Goku and Vegeta on here?
that's really s no.
Again, and also AI generated, by the way.
I don't know. I don't, it is hard. This is kind of dumb.